More of Lake Effect Now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tine.
And I'm Bonnie North. A number of reports surfaced this week that White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus is being met with dissent in the executive office. Some White House staff members dispute that report, but what seems indisputable is that he was not always seen as a likely candidate for national political fame.
Joe Potente covered Priebus's first and only run for office as the latter was coming up through the Republican Party ranks in the Kenosha area more than a decade ago. He writes about Priebus's early days in the current issue of Milwaukee Magazine and stopped by the studio to share the story. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So what was the picture of Reince Priebus you were hoping to paint versus everything else that's out there? This is not
sure.
A guy who's underexposed in 2017.
Absolutely. What I was hoping to do is something a little more unique, something a little more southeastern Wisconsin-centric, as I think I said in the intro to the magazine, something you won't read in Time magazine. And I was sort of uniquely qualified to do that because I've known Reince for many years, first as a reporter down in Kenosha. I actually covered his first and only race for elected office. So he and I go back quite a number of years. I know sort of a different side of Reince, I think, than what you're going to find in the national press.
Well, and let me ask you this. Given how long you have known Reince, is his rise to national prominence a surprise?
It's not something I would have predicted, certainly, and I don't mean that with disrespect to Reince. He doesn't necessarily have a face made for TV or a voice made for TV. Actually, one of the people I quoted in the story, a Democrat actually, who worked with Reince in government down in Kenosha and got to know him well, sort of lovingly said, he's not as dumb as he looks. And I thought that was a good essence of Reince. He doesn't look like a slick inside the beltway kind of operator.
Well, and so what do people who remember growing up with him or remember him growing up, what do they recall about what he was like as, say, an elementary or a junior high school student?
Sure. He was politically involved as a child. The article notes that he was the chairman of Ronald Reagan's 1980 campaign at Pleasant Prairie Elementary School when he was in third grade.
There's the inevitable Alex P. Keaton comparison.
I took the liberty of drawing the Alex P. Keaton parallel, but it's pretty obvious, right down to the briefcase that he apparently carried to junior high school.
Well, and so what were the lessons that he drew on from that time in his life that kind of shaped the politically involved person he became?
I think something that's interesting about Reince and where he grew up and when is that Kenosha was still a Democratic stronghold city in the 1980s when Reince was in elementary school and high school.
His dad was a
union electrician. It was a union town. So Reince is in this very small minority, and he's young. And I think that may have shown him how to kind of come at things as an outsider and get to the inside.
Do you think was it easy for him to become kind of a big fish in a small pond in that way?
Well, he was certainly unique. So I think that's true. Something that didn't make the story in the magazine but was an interesting discovery is he got involved with the Republican Party in Kenosha County when he was like 16 and was a precinct captain in the 1988 presidential election when he was a junior in high school. So he's had this in his blood for a long time.
Well, and then he goes on to the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, which you write was kind of a hotbed for future, I don't know, Republican operatives?
Correct. He was roommates with Robin Voss, got to know some other people who hold elected office now, was, I believe, the chairman of the College Democrats there, or sorry, the College Republicans there, Freudian slip. His rise was a long time coming, I think. It just didn't happen quickly.
Well, and I gather even Robin Voss at the time, you know, who went on to some pretty big things himself, saw a lot of potential in the guy.
Sure. Saw, you know, a glad-hander, really, which—
He said not in a bad way.
Not exactly. In a bad way, exactly. But even in college, Reince could work a room. And that's something, you know, regardless of his politics, what you might think of his politics, I still credit him for remembering a lot of names and faces in the community.
He went to Whitewater. He got his law degree at the University of Miami. He comes back to Wisconsin. How was his law career emblematic of what he would do in the years down the road?
He established himself quickly as a hard worker at Michael Best, one of the preeminent firms in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin. He got a job there right out of law school. I talked to one of his former colleagues there who described Reince going off to argue things in court that seemed like long shots, and he'd come back and say, hey, I won. And that impressed his colleagues right off the bat. He very quickly, I think, gained a reputation for being a very hard worker.
Well, so and so you say you first really encountered him in his first and only run for public office. Tell us about that election.
Sure. It was 2004, which, of course, was a presidential year. Down in Kenosha, Bob Wirch, a Democrat who has now been in the Senate for over 20 years, was running for reelection to his third term at the time. It was always a heavily Democratic district. Reince thought that with the way demographics were changing in the area, Kenosha becoming more of an Illinois bedroom community, more white-collar residents, that the Republicans' time maybe had come. And he gave it a hard fight. He raised a lot of money. He got a lot of outside support from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and those sorts of things. The teachers' union threw it right back at Wirch, and it became probably the most high-profile legislative race in Wisconsin that year. And covering it at the time, you know, I think Reince sincerely thought that he had a good shot at winning. And he wound up coming within 4 points, which is the closest race Bob Wirch ever experienced.
But right, you're right. Wirch had to resort to a little bit of subterfuge to make Reince sort of feel like it was in the bag, right?
He described that to me in an interview recently. Yeah, he kind of the way he put it was he wanted a false sense of complacency on Reince's part. So he went to the county executive, who was friends with Reince, and said, "Oh, I don't know about this race. You know, you got any jobs with the county? I might need to find something new to do after November." And as it happened, that obviously wasn't the case.
Flash forward to the presidential election, and Reince is again with Paul Ryan, but in a much different kind of environment.
That's right, and it would have been hard to imagine that. I think just a few years earlier, you got the Speaker of the House and Donald Trump's soon-to-be chief of staff. The whole thing is sort of a fiction almost.
You did not speak with Reince Priebus for this article. The last time you spoke with him, do I gather, like 2011, 2012?
It was more recently than that. I think I had talked to him as recently as 2014 or 15. He still remained very accessible even after he went to the RNC. He'd come back to Kenosha on a regular basis. He would call the newspaper and say, "Hey, you want an interview?" And obviously we'd say yes. That stopped kind of as the 2016 campaign, the primary campaign in particular for the Republicans, began to kind of unravel. Reince kind of disappeared to us. I, you know, made numerous phone calls to him, had his personal cell phone in my contacts, and he was not returning those calls after the election this past November.
Well, and so I guess the question I have is, given your interaction with him between the time that between his unsuccessful run for state Senate and today, did you get a sense for how his vision for how the Republican Party ought to operate and attract voters has shifted over the years?
You know, he was forced to develop a vision quickly after 2012, when that was a very disappointing year for the party. He did what he called his autopsy, where he, you know, dug deep into everything the party had done wrong in the Mitt Romney-Paul Ryan race and produced this big, thick report that recommended basically the opposite of everything that Donald Trump brought to the table.
Right. That's the ultimate irony of this is that his recommendations are completely counter to what Donald Trump took on. And yet there he is, chief of staff for Donald Trump.
It's kind of hard to believe. Something that was interesting in producing this story is just the way the production schedule of the magazine works. We had to kind of stay away from anything that happened after the inauguration because that was kind of after press time. You know, just this week, a story comes out in Politico that, you know, Reince's days may or may not be numbered there. It's been a very interesting journey for him the last few months.
Well, Joe Potente, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Joe Potente is a former reporter and editor at the Kenosha News. His article on Reince Priebus is in the March issue of Milwaukee Magazine.